In an occasional series, we highlight aspects of small business with a discussion on protecting your business. We're joined by Barry Parker and Natisha Nett with the Louisiana Small Business Development Center. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Barry, what categories apply when we're talking about protecting a business?
Well, when we first start looking at small business protection, we start focusing on three key areas. We look at their insurance coverage, we look at data protection, and then we look at emergency planning.
One of the first things when somebody is starting out with a small business, when it comes to insurance, what do they need to look for?
Paramount in that discussion is that they need to understand the coverage that they have on their business. They need to really know what the policy is about. They need to understand how it's constructed. They need to understand the policy limits. They need to understand how their deductibles work, what the deductible amount is, and how that impacts their premium as well. Especially, they need to understand the valuation methods for their claim. Are they going to use a replacement cost versus the actual value of the item when a claim is made? And they need to understand something about the claims process. How long is it going to take? And how that will impact their business if something catastrophic happens.
What are the things that they need to keep in mind? You mentioned data as far as storage and really keeping up with technology. It's vital.
It is. This technology has permeated our lifestyle now. Data becomes the lifeblood of your business. Your financial records are there. Your customer data is there. We always recommend that someone maintain a good backup of their data. It needs to be kept off-site in a way. The cloud has become a very popular medium for backing up data. That's okay to do that. It's certainly become very popular, but you do need to understand the service provider and who that is if you're backing up data and how long they're going to retain your data and so forth. Probably just as important, though, is you need to always bring that data back down, test it again to ensure that you have some data integrity and that you can actually use that data to restart your business.
Depending on the size of a business, Barry, does it really matter whether or not they have somebody from the outside that's handling their data storage?
No, they can do it themselves. It's sometimes as simple as just putting it on a piece of reliable media and taking it off-site to your mother or your dad's house, just so it's far enough away from where you are, but close enough that you can retrieve it in an emergency if you need it.
Of course, something that kind of gets tossed aside until it seems like the time arrives, and that's emergency planning.
Always. It's the last one. It's the last thing that people plan for, and they tend to wait until there's an emergency to start doing that planning. We always encourage them to get ready ahead of time. And there's some basic steps they can take to start getting themselves prepared. One of the real questions they have to address early on in that planning is, where am I going to get money? If something happens that is really significant and stops my ability to earn money, how am I going to get funds to operate? They also need to have kind of moved off-site, and sometimes it's a good idea to move this with your data. Things like legal documents that you're going to have to run your business, the special licenses and things that are unique to your business. It's a good idea to have pictures and inventory records. Need your last 3 years' tax returns, because if it comes time to file a claim and start making some SBA inroads into emergency claims, then you're going to need that information.
And when it comes to emergency planning, Natisha, there's a new emergency alert system. What can you share about that?
Yes, we've launched a new mobile alert system that helps small businesses protect themselves for emergency situations such as floods, hurricanes, or other disasters that may arise. With this system, we will provide information such as steps that you can take to prepare, as well as where you can find help. And all they need to do is text READY, READY, to 318-769-9921 for assistance.
And Natisha, if someone would like to find out more about protecting your business, how could they do so?
By visiting www.lsbdc.org.
Natisha Nett and Barry Parker, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.